the Torah says that you're supposed to the Mechata Rosho, and the question, what does it mean to be Mechata Rosho? What do the words mean, Mechata Rosho? You don't even know what the words mean. So the Vilna Gaon has what to say on this. It's been discussed. It's cutting. Vote. The Nofan Shiachata Rosho B'Tal. Look at the words of the Torah, the Mechata quoting. What does it mean? The draw says, Rosho Natur. Mechata Rosho Shaloya B'Gili Rosho. Comes to the Bala Yitzu. So the Beis Yosef said, ah, come on. You can't mean Gili Rosh Lagarmi. No. It's not doing sitters. How can you go and go to the bathroom without with Gili Rosh? Impossible. There's much, you know.
The Gros says, no, Avada, his head is covered. Avada. But there was a Nuim would put a sausage covering their head, they put a Sudar or a Talis on their heads on top. It means, Chata Rosho, Shaloya Begili Rosh, Mitalis Shomitzav Tzitzis, a noob shop, to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef suggests Shat Natur. You mentioned it yesterday, that when the Natur says you should be careful to cover your head, didn't this mean to wear a yarmulke? Meant to wear the talis over here, the chatchil as a mitzvah min amuvcha. And that's what the mechaber means too. When he says, the nochon shiachas the rosh of the talis, the mechaber afterwards wrote to Beis Yosef also, is the shitas. Perusho dachuk, says the Gra. That's not called Gili Rosh for wearing a yarmulke. More than that, the Beis Yosef says that you have to cover your head with a talis derech hatznum. Not true. They used to wear a suda, not a talis. And he goes to shas. And Sudre Demar, and in Shabbos, Kumkov, Yudchas Kalim, and Abayan Zayin, Sudr, Soda Shem Lireyev, and in Moed Cotton, Kumsav Sudra, and in Erevin, and in Brochas, Oti Yisrael B'Sephora, and if you put on Tittis, you make Besate B'Tittis. The kitzur, bottom line is, there's no din that even a gabba rabba has to wear a talis over his head. No such din. The Beis Yosef asks, it can't be b'shat you have to wear a yarmulke. How'd you go to the bathroom without wearing a yarmulke? Masha b'drav she'isra hu medina le'elech v'gili rosh v'leto. Here's the Gros major chiddush. There's nothing, there's no issur, technically speaking, to walk around without your head covered. That's not us. And he brings Rayas, on Shabbos says, Hastily, losagina dalamas v'gili rosh. That means I'm a big man. I hastily mean it's a great bizarre. You know the hastily that I keep kosher? I didn't eat pig. Hastily. Hastily is an expression, you know, it's cooked near. I'm proud of myself. Not that you keep the basics, but you went beyond. Then, kiddush lamed alef, there was a man, one tana, a gadol, or a mora rather. Wow, the Madragan. And then the Kiddush Namad Gimel, there was a person who didn't cover his head covers, it's Kamachotzef HaGavra. Maybe he came from a different town with the Gis of Rabbanon, so he's Mutav Gili Rosh, only say Tamachocha was a chutzpah. And he goes to the Sefer Zerach Ed. We already quoted the best right yesterday. The tour from the Medrash and Simon Tamachalos, where he says it's a curse. The Dr. Gili Rosh would have been better to say Krishna, but the Karshpo didn't bother us, just forced us to go with Gili Rosh. Adirava. And Kiddushan Chavtes, wasn't Torah Sudra, and they say he wasn't married, the whole story. Fine. The Teret is that there's no such thing. Yeah, Vada and Shabbat says at the end, Kasi Reshich, say the word Yarmulka, sometimes Yerei Malka. It's a Yerei Shamayah. Very nice. But it's not exactly a Chiyav Gomer. No. He brings other rites to the effect as well. So therefore, based on all this, you'd say, Nochon Shechata Rosho, should mean just cover your head. A good idea to wear cover your head. That's how I would have shot. So I thought that the Gros was going to say. There's a whole two paragraphs leading up to it. No. The last one he says, Yikol makom kavonas nesbal yisir matur. That's what the word tells. So the Beis Yosef is right, v'lav mitameh. Because he says it in the context of Simon Ches. Zerati foso, v'dera v'chula, ma'asa v'chula, v'chasa v'chula, v'vora v'chula. All along on the Talos. There, because of the Yisuf v'isbal, he says yichasa rosho. Because in Simon Tzadi Aleph Siv Gimel, yesh om v'sha'osu v'hat v'hoti askar mipiv, v'rosh v'gula. That's what? That's go, not to, to go Dalai Lama's with your head uncovered to meet his chassidus. Not to say a bracha with your head uncovered, it's more than a meet his chassidus. That's really more of a, somewhat of a requirement. Right? So, okay, you see, Shalobash has tefila, what's the brosh of gula? But, b'shat tefila, you should be covering your head. In other words, even though the Torah already said back in Tiveis, l'chat t'rosh, hosn b'achroi, meet his chassidus, ashi yis'ate, to kankos of midina, to daven, a person should cover his head. But look what the Gemara says: v'lav midina mamish, not really midina. No, not. Quote: the midina afilu l'spalo v'likona to besa ha beisa besa mitzvah besa kres besa besa medrash hakol muter elakan yesh to kol echad lahachmir. But the basis of snum, the Gemara is like this. To go with your head completely uncovered is mutter mikra adin. But you can say a bracha, and even a plain Jew should be machmir to put a yarmulke on his head. But not during davening, it's only midas chassidus. How do you like that? How do you like that? Normally it's enough to have a yarmulke. Here for davening, it's better to have a talus or a suda, something a little more, if it's appropriate. This is what the Gra is saying shot over here. Fine. And he brings a raya from brachas of samach that before you put a covering on his head, you have made already five brachas. There's a whole list of brachas in Saf samach, and putting on the head is not the first one. Klal of the milsa, and iser klal berosh megula leolam. Brachas neagdolim, the chayin beis hatfila, as nachon yadavim itara muser, ushar ayom, the kedoshim sheomedim lefnei Hashem tamid. That's why in certain communities, for example, the German community, right? The German community, the broader community, the Shamshan and Falhirsch, they didn't wear yarmulkes. The broader himself, he taught in what we call today broyers, and he taught in Frankfurt. So for the Lude Kodesh, he would put on a yarmulke, and for the Lude Kodesh, took it off. The famous story, he forgot to take it off, he forgot to put it on. That's how the Germans went to Gili Russia. It's very upbeat in the mention. They were very firm, but that wasn't their minute. I'm told in other communities also they had this kind of they don't lay out. So if you have to go to business, or a bunch of famous children, you have to go to business, you have to go to the Yamaka, it's mutter, because the Yikar then it's mutter b'chlau. If you have to go to business, you have to make a bracha and some business lunch, and all those things, and the Yikar then it's mutter even to make a bracha without a Yamaka on. I'm not recommending any of this to anybody. But I have to know what the eco is in, I have to know what you should be doing. But, you know, we try to tell the truth. So this is the Gra, the famous Gra in Simon Ches, just called Vav, which everyone should know about in case you're stuck in such a situation. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, look at that. Do we have the chew here? Oh, got it on computer maybe. Okay, so we'll have to get it one way or the other. Fine. Okay. The Taz says that not wearing a yarmulke is the ultimate medina now because of chukos ta'akov. Famous Tazis of Chodon Gimel, or Moshe says he's wrong. I mean, I think he's wrong then, but he may have been wrong then, but now he's certainly wrong. Now there's no Chukosakam, therefore you're allowed to take off the Yarmulke if necessary. The Tazis of Chatzis Mechaber, by the way, when the Mechaber says that the Nochon, that you have to have the head covered, this is Lashon of the Mechaber again. For Nochon Shichat the Rosho Vitalis, see, the Tazman's chat, and what it really means is that when you put the talis over your head, don't take off your yarmulke. Because it must be true to another word, Vitalis. For Nochon Shichat the Rosho, Shaloya Begili Rosh, the Tazman's chat, you think you're at the big tzaddik. You're taking off your yarmulke and putting on his big talis godel. I'm warning you, the talis are going to come off your head and you're going to be with Begili Rosh. So make sure to leave the yarmulke on under the talis godel. I said the Tazman shot in the Turb, and even perhaps in the Mechaber as well, though it's a little bit difficult, Lashon in the Mechaber, a little bit difficult. Yeah. I do? I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know. Still not called Kukasaka of Mashtu. Not a Kukasaka. That's not. So the Mishnah Berurah over here discusses this over here. It's close to Taz, which is the Mishnah Berurah Dalet. Taz Datos is Nochon Shlo Yosir Akova Akotin Sharosho Be'eis Atfilah Avshem Mechaz Sharosho Batalos Gamke. I think the reason is that he may rephrase the next fall off and end up with nothing. Okay. In this context, there's a fascinating Mogan Avrom. Those who have Mogan Avrom, please open up. Just cutting hay. This is Simon Chet just cutting hay. First of all, in the cotton gimel, this is the word in the new Shulchan Aruch that I have, the Machon Yerushalayim, the word betalis is in brackets. With two different yourselves in the Mechaber. Of course, on the side, that the original, the Tfusim Rishonim, less than Yilas Betalis. It's Pitim of the Talis, right? No? The Nochon Shichat Rosho means even when you have the Talis, you should also wear a yarmulke. That may be the fact with the Taz's source. Taz was one with that print. The Kitzim. It's a cotton hay. Another interesting thing comes up. We learned at the very beginning, the very first opening line, you have to stand up. Where does it come from, the standing up business? It's found again in Sif Gimel. To quote the Truma session from yesterday, he can pay the Shas Levisha, and that's why he can sit down after the afterwards, after the Hilich Dalar Amos. So what is this standing up all about? So the Mach Tashekli and Sifkot may explain based upon the Taz, Sifkot and Aleph and the Prima Godin. Where does standing up come from? It comes from Tzvira to Omer. Mehocha Chemesh Bakoma, Tikri Bakoma, Ela Bakoma. And it's a like Zerah Shova, by Lachem, Fatam Lachem, right? And somehow the Kiyah Shofa Yom Shuyah Lachem and Tzitzis comes up somehow in a similar Gzera Shofa. So we have to stand up for all these mitzvahs. And they even have a Rosh HaTevis in Hagor Smak. Atzas Hashem La'olam Tamos. Atzas is Omer Tzitzis Kiyah. Wow. All this is quoted in the Machzah Shekel, in the Taz, the Prima Godin. All this seems to me is Zavah Pasha, is the Torah, it's Remez. There's nothing in Shas anywhere. I had a quote from a Yerushalmi. You find it quite frequently, the quote of Yerushalmi which doesn't exist. It's one of them. Doesn't exist. You look in the Rosh Hamsach and the Perek Yutzin and Allah, the quote of Yerushalmi, and in the bottom it says it doesn't exist anywhere. Some kind of, I don't know, some Yerushalmi tradition, but it's not a Talmud Yerushalmi. The Bach, but was it really Yerushalmi? So it sounds like it's in Daraisa. It took the Kedera Sheva seriously. So we assume it's just all Al Derech HaRam. How can it be Daraisa if the whole Bracha is on the Midi Rabbana? Talking about the Brachas over here. Now, that's the question. So the Mogan Avraham and Sivkot and Aleph talked about the Bracha as being Me'umat. And Sivkot and Beit, rather, the Bracha should be Me'umat. And others say, no, only the mitzvah, not the bracha. But the So he has the kasha from Chala. Because he's supposed to sit down, a parshas Chala, Mishnah Shlema, and Chala Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, Aisha, etc. He has some of that parshas Chala ain't a mitzvah kol kach. Because he's not mechuyiv. So the Gra said he's all wrong. He's a very strong lashon over here, the Gra, commenting on this Magen Avraham. Says a lashon. Where's the Russian? Vav Elam Shachar. Wow. The girl's not happy with this mother that wrong. She's a challah. Is it mitzvah? There's no need to stand up for any brachas at all, only for the mitzvah itself. That's what he said. Okay, just want to bring it to your attention, this idea of these remises. This cut involved in Morgan Avraham, for the Mechabes Achakach Yun Shechena Me'arosh of Yil B'Shenu, and the Siv Gimel. So this Nogulas Atorah Michatichas Meshi, the Simen Sha'osa and the Tzitzit Shalafonav Shiyul Olam Lafonav. Of course, he was Shalmi, the real Yerushalmi. This is this. Keresh Azokal Dinas and the Tzafon, and all of the Tzafon. The Shalmi and Shabbos, Perek Yubeda Lach Gimel. This is quoted by the Shalom. The Arizal was not marked by the Talmud. He didn't care. The front, back, it's all the same. I had the Keresh Tzafon and the Keresh Zohar, and I'll tell you why I think Pshat is. And Tzafon has a certain mile to it. So there was not right to switch around, but front and back, it's all the same thing. What's the difference? As a matter of fact, the Mach Tashem quotes on this Magen Avraham. He quotes the Divrei Chamudos, who says, "Likros Tager Aminigzeh, Shadezeh Niren Sheikros Nasa Lekisi Arosh, the Potter Mitzitzes Canal." So those who are not Torah with their, and it gives an impression that the main part of is the top. That's a very bad thing to do, since the Divrei Chamudos. So then Morgan Avraham, in effect, is saying, "No, there's nothing wrong with it." Because the purpose is not to show that the head is the main part. The purpose is simply to distinguish the front from the back, so that the same strings are always in the front, and the same strings are always in the back. If that's the case. If you have a silver atara, then it might be a problem. Because the silver is not just telling which side is up, but it's a machshir of the head. And certainly shivas and madabadafka machshir would not have a silver atara. And when I got married, I knew about this one, so I adopted, never wanted a silver atara. Once, my grandmother, Leah Shalom, insisted, what's this? Where we come from, had to have a silver atara. I tried finding it off, and I just failed. She got me once in one of my talis of a silver atara. And sure enough, as a result of that, my talis was stolen. From YU, I used to leave the talis there, and I was in Shabbos, and someone walked over this, believing that they weren't interested in the talis. So that's what happened to the first and last silver atara I ever owned. It goes back many years, about 25 years or more. And now I'm down to regular talis, which have a little bit of an interesting on top, but it's not no silver, just say which side is up. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Sif hey, mevorech l'sate petutis, yes. You know, you mean, but that's not good for a talus cotton. Rabbi Yisai, you have a talus cotton. There's no atar on it, I presume. Now, do you know which was front, which is back? Yeah. How do you know? Split in the neck. Oh, we'll get to that. Now, you all put the measurements by now, I'm sure. But many people do not have a split in the neck. It's a perfectly symmetrical upper compass. How do you know which way is front? Huh? That's the Magen Avraham, the Shalom, but Arizal didn't care. So we hold, if we open the Arizal. And that's always so careful, know which Tumash is back, yeah?
And they had to always to meet other stuff, not work.
Yes. So? I'm not discussing that. I'm discussing front and back. I know which is. Put it down, put it back the next morning. Whoa, you're a little dizzy. got up, they woke up for Shacharis, the counselors woke up, Shacharis in 5 minutes! And you put on, they say, whoa, is it front, is it back, is it up, is it down, is it light, is it day, is it what's today? So, you know, if you look at down, they keep, if you want, you put down front and back, you know. Put your name in the front, the name in the back. Okay, you can do that, but most people don't. I guess, the meaning is like the Arizal, I think. Now, the Tvuas Shor as Akasha, quoted by the Tzitzis book. How can you make a bracha l'tate b'asher ki d'shanem b'tosav v'tivanem l'tate b'tzitzis? It's not true. It's not true. He says, well, you know, even though there's no absolute commandment to put on a four-cornered garment with tzitzis, it's still bad. It's a very bad not to do it. And he quotes the famous Gemara. I want to read together with you on that Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Mem Aleph Amud Aleph is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara has the following story. Upligi de Malacha. The Malacha Ashkei the Rab Ketina the Mechti the Sadina Amalei Ketina Sadina the Kaita the Sarbala the Sitzva Sitzva Shal Tcher as Matei Olea Amalei Anshisua I say Amalei Bezman the Iker Ritzcha Anshina Anshina Whoa Well Yisko was Garvach of his Talas Bond the Gemara says is Tatsuki the Mifta Nafshach Mitzitzis you're making an excuse to get out of Tzitzis. For this, you're going to be punished, Chas V'Shalom, if ever needed a Ritzchah. So just don't do it. I can't punish you technically for this reason, but it's like a Yom Tov to you, Pokar to you. If I gave you something else, which you deserve to be, Hashem should be angry at you, he'll throw in the fact that you're a bum for not wearing tzitzis either. So therefore, the Tvuas Shor is a nice, the bottom line, Asher ki d'sham v'tasar v'tivanu v'tate v'tzitzis, although they may not be technically true, the juror, but the fact that you have to do it, because otherwise, Chatz Shalom can be punished. Beat on Ritz. So he asked the Kasha, if you look at her, it's an Erech and Av Beis and the Beis. I think it's also a Mordechai in the back. It says that Rav Ketina was attacked by the Malach because in his day they wore four-cornered garments routinely. And he wore some different kind of a garment. And therefore was considered incorrect and not proper that he was in effect avoiding the mitzvah of Tzitzit. If it's not as that we normally do not wear four-cornered garments, so if we normally do not wear four-cornered garments, a person is not going to be punished for not wearing, putting himself into a situation of a four-cornered, of not wearing a four-cornered garment. That's what it says. Says the Mordechai, because take a look at Simon, tough, kuf, mem, hey. I asked this in Tolson Erich, and I didn't really know this in Radio, and I'm a sef from the Mordechai. Page 4. Top of the second column, which says, "Tirish mishi esh lo talis batabe kanafayim umagz umechazer alilos eli poter min amitzvus nenash." The vedas could be a man should regile him should live bosh talis batabe kanafayim. Avol anachlo ein dar kena bevig day abe kanafayim. I feel a bit in risk along me anshi. Oh, mitzvah min amufor. When it's abe moshe the kohenes laretz b'shem peroser the kind of we as well. With instance, she goes all the ma'od, not the schar beruba, shkul kareg ha mitzvahs, tais and shas. But now you wouldn't be punished with manah, that's an interesting kiddush. What do I make tzitzit check for? You never go up with a tzitzit check. And, the rabbi gives you, oh, shalom aleichem, how are you? Those are the best friends. You know. Oh, the rabbi doesn't do your tzitzit checks. What do I make tzitzit checks for? You know, that's what I'm saying, that whole act of Mordechai and Menachis. If it's manah, that's no problem. You can't punish me for this. And she's to our essay. You quote the Gemara, you didn't risk it? No, it doesn't apply to Gemara Zag, according to this Mordechai. Interesting. Okay. So the problem therefore becomes, if this is correct, back to square one, he has to say for tzitzis. How do you make a bracha with Gemara Zag? Asher ki d'sham v'tzav v'tzivonu. Let's add, if it's tzitzis, the Tvuas Shor's teretz fell apart. This teretz was, you know, either the risk on Shisu, but it's Gemara Zag doesn't apply, according to the teretz Menerach and the Mordechai Masech the Menachos. That's his kasha. The answer, well, the nusach never changed. The nusach never changed. Shverevot. Okay, I guess this will never change. We don't change it, yeah. Oh, he quotes Ala Shchita. Somebody quotes Ala Shchita, the perfect counterpoint. The Russian Ksubas. Afke Rachmana B'Lashem Tzivui, here too. No, they don't say Lishko. Now this question of the two Ashur is not so much that you can't make a bracha in relation to it, but you shouldn't say... Okay, could be explained to that. That's the way do you find you make a bracha with a lamed on something you don't really have to do. Yeah? Oh, Kvaldik. Kvaldik. Bracha Kivadik to Avram Sarah. I wanted to say, that's perhaps what we talk about earlier, the Pisgat Toysvit. Shagas Aryeh, the Pshat and Pisgat Toysvit. You know, that sheet about the Chiv was only a minute later. And he didn't like that at all. We spoke about that already a couple of days ago. Perhaps the Pshat is different. Really a Chayim at the moment of Levisha. But you can't say the word of Tivanu until you put it on. You're not Chayim yet. It's all on. You're making the bracha really not over last year, but after. But normally you make it before. I say I share because the shalom is not on the tefillin, because before the tefillin, I'm okay to put on tefillin when the tefillin's still in the bag. I'm still on the pillow. I'm okay to put on tefillin. It's all right till I get there. But I'm not okay to put on avakam because it's tefillin. So how can you make a bracha on the Saturday? You have to postpone it until after it's on your head, not because of the shakas, the toast of your vomit is different. This Torah. Because it's worth Shalom's kasha. Baruch Shekivan is the Yoteret. That's what I saw Pshat. A possibility. Another possibility of Pshat in the Pitzkat Tetzis. There was a Ruah and a Simon Kuf Mem hold, but the Rabbanon is that you're Mechuyev, to be Mechayev, you have to be Mechayev Atzmecha B'tzitzis. The Pals can say, there's no such thing. You know, where the Ruah coming from? I don't know. Let's go now to some of the nitty-gritty of the Baruch that we make. What is the text of the Baruch? The Mishnah Berurah says, Katan Yud. Gentlemen, Simon Ches of Kotten Yud. What does he say? B'titit b'shva tachat habay. B'titit. Not ba-titit. B'titit. That's pretty right. B'shva. B'shva. Who said so? Rov o'achronin. The Bach Paskin ba-titit. Where's that coming from? The Bach Sashekel says it's based upon the Zohar, and that's reference to the Chelet. That, is that, Bahatit is the famous Titsa Yidur, what's that Chelet? Most of us don't have Chelet, maybe all of us don't have Chelet. So the answer is that it's Nizkaram Bo, Bondi Rishamayim. No. Interesting. Okay, let's turn to Sivvov. Have an open mission book, Sivvov. We had a sketch there. Tal of Cotton Yochel of Arach Lisatev, Afal Pisha Enem Lisatev Ella Lob Show. The Rove Post Him Holds. But Amo says, Yeshom Hashem Avarach in Olav Al Mitzvah Sittin Vachein Noagin Ve'ein L'shano. The Mugga Yosef. We already said Pshat. We said two Pshatim yesterday. The simple Pshat. Just a matter of the Nusach HaBrocha. Then it has to do the Dark Emotion Pshat, which is based on Rav Soloveitchik Pshat and the Dark Emotion. I have a third Pshat. Look at Simon Chav Dalet, Sif Aleph, where it says, Ein Adam Lovesh Talet Bat Abakanfes Eino Chayim Etitis. V'tov Anochan Shiliyot Kol Adam Zohar Lulvash Talet Kotem Kol Ayom. V'shiyit Kva Mitzvah Bechol Rega. V'akein Yesh Bechol Chavish Aksharim Gnei Gnei Chum Shiv Torah Abakan Blah 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 Blah. Okay. V'nochan Lulav Shalom Al-Bushim. We'll get to that later. Lefachot Yizoya Shiyelavish Tittit B'Shat HaTfilah. Separate Indian to wear a tittit or talis during davening. And the Mishnah Berurah is called Gimbal as far as to say V'Krishma. And the Zohar says Kor Krishma B'lo Tittit Meir Eidus Shekha B'Yatla. Now, we had this by Tfilin in Gemara Berachah. So there's no other even by Tittit as well. So that's the case, I both say. I have the following suggestion. Lemaisa. You have to wear a talis during davening. You have to. The chiv. Shalom b'shat tefillah, you don't have to. So therefore, back to the two ashurot kashak, like the following shura. During davening, you should make lisatik. Not during davening, you should make a mitzvah. So from that came this new minhag. People wear talis gadol these days only b'shas tefillah. So the association was made. Talis gadol is liyis ateh. And talis katan is our mitzvah. If the guy happens to be putting on just before tefillah, that's how the minhag evolved. That's my third shot in this distinction, which is found here in the Rambam. I don't know. I can't answer. I'm not sure. Rabbi, I want to discuss now a very important topic. The size of a talis kotan. How big has it to be? Talis kotan is always big. How much big must it be? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotan Yud Zayin, Simon Ches, says, Talis kotan shalono she'en b'satzen bo. Fine. The da, they levarach al talis kotan ad she'yik al kolponim. Or go gibel riveyama, the kotad, the neke beis atzaver ain ola min aminyin. For anche meiser, nor again amam il defnei amam achreim. And look in Simon Tazayin where I said more about this topic. What is going on over here? So we have to see the Gemara on that mem amid beis. Let's open the Gemara first. Now what's the other source? Mem of the day is the bottom. It says, last line, Talas shakotin miskasa barosho verubo vahagodol yosibo v'derech haroi hayevet petitis. Otherwise not. That's the Gemara. Rashi says, vahagodol yosibo haroi sheino bo shlotes bo Lashuk. Top Rashi enough, Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph. The Rambam only has one din. Kotten namisalef levad of the shuk, v'ein tzorach achal the shomro, and this kind of a person has to be miskasa rosh of rubo. That's when you're chayev in, this is the Rambam, in Paragimel Halacha Aleph. The tour throws in and says it's a 9-year-old child. So right over here, Simon Chet. So it says, wait a second. Sorry, Simon Tazayin. Sheer Talos, the sky of a citizen called Kahosha Kotten Ben Teisha Shonim. Yochol echasis barosho verubo v'godol enem esvayish lotis bo v'akroar l'shuk. This is the Torah in Simon Tazayin. Okay. Where did he get 9 years old from? Where did 9 come from? Where did he get 9 come from? So the Beis Yosef says, you know where he got 9 from? The Chos against the Rambam. You can send a kid into the street with less than 9 years old. Efshe Rabbeinu Meforesh Tochi Kama Ramba. Kodna Mesalach Levada B'Shukim Taliso. Benet Tzorach Acha L'Shomer Shlo Yahave Ratalit. What's the smag? And that takes 9 years old? 9 years old, he's not going to lose his talis. That's pretty young if you have to say that's for that shiur. But that's the, okay. That's how the Beis Yosef suggests. The Turu got it from the Rambam. And the Beis Yosef now has quite a bit to say about this. The Shear is only the Shear of Kotan. The Rambam omitted the second half of Godol, Yoseba, Aroy. Left it out. Why did he leave it out? So the Beis Yosef says, that's the Shear of Kotan. So why does it say Shear Godol Yoseba Aroy? The same Shear. The same exact shear, nothing new. So why did it mention it? So you shouldn't think that a cotton is chayav in tzitzis. It would say the phrase in terms of a cotton, you get the impression the cotton is chayav. No, the cotton is not chayav. To hammer that home, we speak about the gadol yotzei roi, but that's the same exact thing. It's not a new, aren't two separate requirements. It's one thing, or suggests the Beis Yosef. The gadol yotzei roi l'shuk, that's not the shear of the Arba Conference. That's the Gavra. That Gavra who is the God who is Yosef in the Derech HaRoim, is mechuyev to put on a talis kotan. How big must it be? At least the size of a 9-year-old kid going to the Torah. So that's the second half of the price, according to this, is not even a shear. It's just the person who's going to have to put on the talis kotan. It's a very big chiddush pshat. He says it's a raya machrachas menuka Yosef. Raya machrachas. Lashon of the base Yosef. The raya machrachas is there, a pirish. Milos ksaras tsarisi menuka Yosef. What did he say? Chayeves ksusa karina bay. Ktura dolo ksusa atka. Huh? What did he say? He said it's anything. I didn't upset this picture. What did raya machrachas? He didn't say anything. He said nothing. Here's the head. Ein l'mitzorach ve'ein l'pulpulim. Ki lo nema ba loshem zeh shir shtalas tzchayim v'titzis. No, that's not the charm. Rather, ha'gavon ha'mitzis means mayas ha'god l'yotzer v'akroi v'talas tanam im tzchayim v'titzis im lo. That's what it says. So the second half of the price, not this person, not a shir how big it has to be. That's the person whom you're talking. And a Raya Machrakas in Mukayot. What's the Raya Machrakas? I couldn't figure it out. I don't know. I looked up in the book. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact I didn't say anything, didn't give, there's no commentary on God the Bishuk. Maybe that's what it means. He doesn't say anything. It's a negative Raya. Maybe. The Torah is Mashmano. They're two separate Shirim. There's a Shir of 9-year-old Rosh of Arubo. And an additional shear of Godel and Mitzvah Shlatzimot Derech Kor Bashuk. You have to need both shear, otherwise you're potter. Instead of Torah's Mashma, instead of Bach Paskin, Halacha L'maisa. The Bach Paskin is like the Pashup Shat in the Torah. But the Bach says that the Torah said a 9-year-old, who said it's true? If you look at other Rishon, they say not that way. If you look in the Hagos Lak, a cotton bar chinuch. How old is the Kod Bar Chinuch? 6 or 7 years old. That's what he said. 6 or 7, you only 9. Now let's open up the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Simi says Zayin. Open the Shulchan Aruch, please. See what he said. Shir Tala Shechai Betitis Shitzkasuma Be'orach Uberochav Rosho v'rubo shal koton ha'mishalech levado b'shuk v'enetzorach achel l'shomro. Nothing about the gadol b'shuk because it's a mechabel and she tells him Beis Yosef. That's not a shiur. It's the same exact shiur. What's about the person? Left it out. The Ramoy added it. V'oschai v'tzitz v'davk k'shagadol lov shal ponen aroi v'yotzev l'shuk. That's the tour and the bach. And the Ramoy seems to agree. Okay. So it's interesting. If you look at the Mogan Avraham on this Shifkot Malach of our side, and Simit HaZayin, Shifkot Malach, the Mogan Avraham says, Uvetur kotev ben tes shanim. V'nirali, the svirlei tezel shir chinuch. And he quotes the Tosfos in the beginning of Erechin. Beis and Medbeis. V'lo kumo shekotev atur habach, that tur cholek al asmak, or agol smak, simulam min alam. What does that mean? The Mogan Avraham is saying pshat, that when the tur says 9 years old, he didn't mean to argue and say it's not the shir chinuch. He says 9 is the Shir Chinuch. Interesting. 9 is the Shir Chinuch. 9 is the Shir Chinuch. Yes, true. Tosfos suggests that 9 is the Shir Chinuch based on the Gemara and Yuma. That's a fast Yom Kippur, not before 9 years old. But Tosfos and Erechin rejects it at the end. They say fasting is different. A person shouldn't fast. It's too young. It's not healthy. But otherwise, Chinuch starts Kolecha Lefum Churvei. Pasha is much less than 9 years old. Pasha. So the Taz says, no, even Shila from Churfe could be 9 years old. Where'd you get it from? Gidnaf Nun Tet, by the Pu'utos. Mikchon Memkarim Karim. That's a different Shia. I don't know. But what exactly is the Shia? What's the Shia? We saw it in the Mishnah Berurah. The minimum Shia, he said, is what? We saw before. The minimum Shia. 3/4 of an Amah by what? By half an Amah, right? To the Machzitz HaShekel, at the beginning of Siman Tes Zayin, before even Sukkot now, quotes from the Bar Hete, because he doesn't know where it's coming from. He goes, what? Where do you get it from? Where does the Shia come from? Doesn't see where it comes from. Shavanot Bar Hete, he says, from the Sefer Pre-Horet, from the Sefer Derech Chokma, 3/4 of Amah by Amah, Leodati Mokom Otsoro Shal Shia Zeh. Doesn't know where it came from. Let's figure it out. Do we have any way to tell on our own what the Shia might be, aside from measuring? So the only source of Shas is that little Gemara after the Yom, a little confusion. The last few lines of Mem Alephnav, V'shoven until V'shoven. I made a goof. There's a third V'shoven. So if you learn the things, it won't hurt you, but that's not what I had in mind. Let's take a look on the very bottom of Mem Aleph from an Aleph. See what it says. It says over there in the Gemara, in the middle of the whole sugi, V'shoven shlo yovi afilu amo al amo mimokom acher who bought chelet v'toleba. In other words, I have a prefab city, right? Prefab. I have an amo, amo, so I'll bring the whole thing with everything, with the four, with the three strings hanging, and I'll sew it onto a garment, a larger garment. Can't do it. You can't do it. You have to bring the strings onto the garment as such. Not onto a previous garment and attach it to it to a larger one. Can't do it. No prefab. Why not? Says Rashi. Imokom Acher. Last two lines. Vitalas Acheres Yesh Batchelas. Petolaba. So the Alkanfe Big Dayan Bina. Who Knab Zela Hoyam Yibbega Zebesh Hatasia. I attached. This is to a kanaf, but it was not part of the garment originally. You can't say he fulfilled the mitzvah of Al Kanfei Big Dam. We say the pasuk every day twice. He didn't fulfill the Al Kanfei Big Dam. This is Rashi Shita. However, to the Mugei Yosef, when he learns pshat in this Gemara, gives us a different interpretation as to why this is no good. What does he say? 5 words? No. Tasev lo min ha'osui. That's more tasev lo min ha'osui. So he quotes here in the Sefer Tzoyin Kedoshim. Because I think somebody has a copy of it. I see if it's canon. Tzoyin Kedoshim. The cost of the Sefer Tzoyin Kedoshim, quote, to the Mukhi Yosef on Yud Beis Menalas. This tasev lo min ha'osui. The Esher, the Rashi, Tzirle, Kevin, the Hoya Amo, Alamo, have a sheared palace, shakot miskas to the Rosh of Rubo, to yachol asas arba titzis al osas hachaticha. So therefore, lo have a tasev alom and osui. And they're rushing up with a different chesorah. V'yim kain, says the Master Shekel, sheer am alama, called the Tzvan Kodoshim, the machlok is shnuya. And that's Rashi, have a sheared palace, kod na alama, who that's the Mukhe Yosef, shakot to the Tamash of tasev and osui, Akocha Amalama Engel Shir Shekon Miskasa Barosha Verubo. How do you like that? Makhlok is Rashi, the Mug Yosef, and the Messias, whether Amalama is a Shir of Kot Miskasa Barosha Verubo or not. That's what he said. So, Rabbi Sai, I have a big problem here. A big problem. The Arsus HaChaim, the Malbim, says that it would appear to him that Amal already has a shear, but he measured a 9-year-old and he found the shear of Amal v'chetzi. This is the Arsus HaChaim, an Amal v'chetzi. So he says, you have to count with a 7-year-old. He goes, empirical evidence, count with a 7-year-old and now with a 9-year-old. Adkan, that's not the other shita. Not against the truth. Unfortunately, here in camp now, there are no 7-year-olds and no 9-year-olds. I'm in big trouble. I looked at my notes from, we learned this figure 16 years ago. Okay? I had a 9-year-old here in camp. His name was Moshe Wulik. And Baruch Hashem, it was a very, Moshe on the spot. And he was at that time, fairly average height. He was 51 inches. Measured, 51 inches. So now, what is Rosh Levarubo? What do you say? 26. Not a bad guess. The Chazanish holds like you. And, I think the Radvaz may even hold like you. But the question is it really true or not? Many posts say that Rosho Verubo really means Rosho, the whole Rosh, and roll of the remainder. That's the Malbim wants to pass. Rosho Verubo. Well, what's the ratio? What percentage of the body is the head? So the post will say, I guess you can measure yourself, at the head of the property, 1/7 of the... comes out to 29 inches. Oh! I'm a v'chesi! Exactly! Since we know that the Avraham Chaim Noah says the arm is 19.2 inches, Kayadua, and 19.2 times 1.5 came to 28.8. You have to add a little bit because after all, 7 is a little bit less than 1/7 of 51. Boom, boom, exactly, perfect. Moshe Willard is a perfect young man to measure, kind of the exact shear of the Malbim. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But now the major question. Very nice, Amma V'chaiti. Amma V'chaiti Orko. But perhaps we count the front and the back of the Talos Kotel. To the front and the back. Add them together. So that's the case, Rabbi. We understand the Mishnah Berurah's shear of 3/4 of an amma. 3/4 of an amma really means an amma and a half. An amma and a half. The amma and a half means 3/4 in the front, 3/4 in the back. That was the classical Talos Kotel. So you put them together, you got an amma and a half. Hey, starts to make sense now. That's probably the Barhetiv meant. Perhaps. If that's the case, Rabbi Yisrael, you can buy a Talos Kotel with what we call today a 16 by 16. So 16 plus 16 is 32. And if the shear, we said before, is 29, you have a Bereva. If you hold the other way of calculating, Rosh of Ruba means just Ruba. Right? Which many Gedolim Poskim say that way. The Malbim talks about it. And apparently the Malbim says that it's a big machlokes, the Sekuda. That the Radvaz held that way, like you said, Chaim said. Then it'd be enough to have 26. 26 is the majority of 51. But the Chinuch and Rabbeinu Yerucham seems to go against the Radvaz. But the Malbim is machmer. The Chazanish never meant it. The whole story. So that's the case. So should we not have to have 26? We can have what we call 14 by 14. It's 14 by 14, it's really 28, which is, again, pretty much forever. You have this 3/4 of an amma in front and 3/4 of an amma in the back. The Chazon Ish, he thinks the shear is he measured himself. It's amma v'shishit, 1/6 amma. Yeah, well, it's the amas ish, as we say. It's very bad, the amas ish. Chazon Ish had a very big amma. His amma was if that's the case, if you work backwards, then my son was 51 inches, and he needs 26 inches, is that really an amma of a shish according to the Chazon Ish? Almost. I just did the math, and it came with a 22.3 inch amma. This is a little bit bigger. Kids, I can't be precise, but he measured 10 different boards in Bnei Brak. I don't know where he was measuring exactly. In any event, it should be enough, 14 by 14, according to that calculation of Chazon Ish. Wait a minute. And I keep talking, though, about the length. You have a tzad, the front and the back. But I'm quickly glossing over the width. How wide must the avakafis be? How wide must it be? Here at Baisai, I saw the Malm, I didn't know what he was talking about. But fortunately, we have a very well-stocked library in our society. I think the northern people that even have a Tshuvah Seir Advaz. And thanks to the Tshuvah Seir Advaz, I was able to figure out what the Malbim is talking about over here in the beginning of Siman Tezayin. There's a line in the Beis Yosef, the one line from the Orach Chaim, but you don't know exactly what it means. Today, Rosh over Rubo, the Orach over Rosh. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So the Malbim writes, Yes, Omrim, Shetzorach, Shiskasa, Rosh of Ruba, Barocha, Batalas, Kemosha, Mesatefo, Vyeshom, Shedayim, Barocha, Talas, Yeshir, Zelachasmo. Let's get straight. Orach means the longer one. What's Orach and Rocha? Orach is the length which connotes the longer dimension. Rocha is the width which connotes the shorter dimension. Right? So the Machloik is over here between the first day, which is the Razvaz, and the second day, which is the Birka Yosef, is as follows. And I looked it up. We have it here, Baruch Hashem. There are advances in Shuvas, Chelik Vov, Beis Alofim Kuvov, 2106. Okay? There he says, Rabbi Sai, that you have to have the ability that you can cover the rove of the katan with the shorter shorter side, or shorter way of turning around the talus. That's a chumra nifla. Explains why there's the Radvaz. If you can't cover him either way, it's not Royal Atifa. A real Atifa should be able to turn, cover him this side, cover him from that side. That's what he says. The Birka of Yosef says, no, that's ridiculous. A child has an Orach and a Rochav too. So the Orach should cover the majority of the Orach, and the Rochav should cover the Rochav, and then Shalom HaYisrael. Says the Radvaz, that's the Pshat. Pshita! This is an Inner Beis Yosef for, an Inner Rochav Chaim for. Orach for Rochav. What do you think? You have to have 28 inches down and 1 inch wide? Pshita has to be able to cover from the width. So when the Beis Yosef made a special statement, he must have meant the other way, he must have meant the extra chumrah. So writes the Radvaz. I would say, not so posh. He could have said, Rabbi Sai, were it not for the Beis Yosef, we could have said pshat. Just like it's enough to cover the majority of the Orech, maybe it's enough to cover the majority of the Rochav. Kamash Malan, no. You have to have the totality of the Rochav. So I'm not so convinced you have to be able to put it both ways, as the Radvaz suggested. So when I measured Moshe, how wide was he? As a 9-year-old boy, I measured the wisdom foot in the back. 13 inches. Maybe Moshe a little bit trimmer than that most. I don't know. But he was famished. I mean, that's why I thought, if you're going to hold with this mahalach, if you take both kulas, you're going to get away with a 14 by 14 tzitzis. Because his width was 13, and the gold rosh of rubo, not rosh of plus a row, but just what we call rubo of the whole thing, it'd be 26, which divides how conveniently into 13. So you need 13 by 13, if you have a tzav, it would be enough. 14 by 14. 14. However, Rabbi Sai, if you hold from the Radvaz's chumra, you know what you need, Rabbi Sai? Assuming the good things are square, 26 by 26. You have to be able to flip it. That's quite a machot, I would say. I mean, that's quite a machot. You need the 26 in both directions, according to the Radvaz. That's quite a chumra. But there are people who insist on 26 every year. You can get them, I think. How high do they go? 26, that's the most they go, no? When I was going up, the highest, the most unimaginably humongous Abba-Kamas was called 24 by 24. That was it. Nobody ever went beyond that. I'm told I can buy 26 by 26. Is it true? Yeah, it's true? Yeah? No, especially made a different story. I'm talking about, since they go to a strong store, I think you can get 26 by 26. I think you can get them. Yeah? And that makes Eiffel was nuts. Where'd they get it from? More than Abba Lama. The answer is, they got it from here. And you know what? We saw before in the Malbim. He thinks the Machlekes to Rishonim. Whether Amma al Amma is a Shia, is it a Shia or is it less than a Shia? So since it's a day which holds it's less than a Shia, and assuming 24 is the biggest Shia, so it must be 26. Yeah?
Maybe.
That's a Balabat Shabshah. Okay, maybe. Now, Rabbi, maybe. Narabosai is an Oruch HaShulchan. You see the Oruch HaShulchan? The Oruch HaShulchan is amazing. Oruch HaShulchan is based upon the Lashon of the Mugayose. You don't need Kisui, you don't need Ituf, and you don't need a Shir at all. You don't need a Shir? The Shir is only set for a Talos Godel, which is Al the Godel. Not a Talos Kotten, which is Tachas the Godel. So I saw Oruch HaShulchan twice. Simit HaZayin Tepay and Simit Chesiv Yudah. I don't believe it. I look up in the Mukayos, the same author that he quotes, on Yud Beis and Aleph, is Mepharish. He says, for the fact, we saw yesterday, for the fact that the shear of Rosh of Arubo works, shows you don't require the Atifas Rosh of Akisir of Gufa. So what do you see clearly? That even a Talos Kotten, which does not require, it does not cover, still requires shear Rosh of Arubo. So the Oruch HaShulchan tried to circumvent the whole Gemara by saying Talos Kotten doesn't even need a shear. And he based it on the Mukhei Yosef. I don't think it's true. I look, if you think I'm wrong, let me know. My reason in the Mukhei Yosef is that you have to have a shear. I mean, the same yesterday, I didn't read the Mordechai, the way the Ramadan said less than a shear. I have no coolers, Rabbi. I'm sorry. I'd love to help you. I have someone no coolers less than a shear. Only cool I can give you is that maybe not 14, my 14 is a shear. But that maybe. But that you don't need a shear, I don't know. Now, what's a shear of Godel Yotze Baroi if it exists? So what does the Godel mean? The Baruch Hashem, the mouth tells the Godel is 13 years old. On his Bar Mitzvah day, he became a Godel. And the Yotze Baroi says, not in Times Square, well, not in the major marketplace, but rather, Al Pesach Beso. He says, there wasn't a sugar that found the Gemara. I go to the front door. So that's the case. If you put those two kulas together, it's close to the shear of Rosh Hashanah. It's certainly going to the Radvaz. He did it in both directions. So the Sefer, just to summarize, he gives in Simit HaZayin the following. First, is it something that doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh, because we never go in the Shuk, so those shears should be eliminated. No, whatever that logic is, I would say maybe it doesn't exist in the first place, with the Rambam. But he goes through a whole bunch of shears. It's like this. Some require two Amas by an Amas. Two Amas by an Amas. No, makes sense. Of course, the Malach quotes from the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. That means you got to flip it. That's like the Radvaz. You got to flip it both ways. That's been Amas both directions. Maybe even more, maybe 26. So two Amas means Amal Amas in front, Amal Amas back. That's what we buy, no? We buy since we ask for an Amal Amas. In the front and in the back, but then there's two Amas by an Amas. That's the most common thing that he quotes, although we saw the Korah even more than that. He needs 26 by, 26 in the front and in the back. That's his biggest Shia's Amas by, two Amas by an Amas. Then he quotes the Shia which says that there's enough Amas v'chetzi by an Amas. Then some say Amas v'chetzi by three quarters of an Amas. Then some say Amas al Amas. And some say three quarters of an Amma by a Chatzi Amma. I'm not sure what he's talking about. The front, back, unclear to me. But one thing I'll tell you, the Mishnah Berurah says that the hole by the neck does not count, the Chazanish does count. Double machlok. According to Chazanish, the shoulder piece has to be wider than the hole. Who counts, who measures this morning? Who has a hole bigger than the shoulder piece? Raise your hand now. nobody, Baruch Hashem. It's not when I was growing up, it was always, they were all that way. Since Chazanish became more popular, they will make them all bigger now. But he says that this hole actually counts. So my garment is really much more than, I bought a 24 by 24, which is what I did, really caught the Chazanish much more than 24 by 24. It's really, well, it's 24 this way, but it's much more than 48 this way. It's probably 50, I don't know what, this way. Okay, because it counts even the hole. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, you don't count the hole. You don't count the hole. Mishnah Berurah says, the Siman Ches of Kotan Yudayin, which you just saw. The Kretan says, Zayin of Kotan, no, you don't count the hole. So the question is, Rabbi Yisai, if you don't count the hole, what about the T-neck and the V-neck? And with the button, without the button, I have no Giluyim at all, in this, and I know what the din is on any of these things. If you have some problem, he doesn't talk about T-necks and V-necks. The big book, fat as it is, doesn't know the in there. They don't have T-necks and V-necks there to show. Let's talk about it. According to the Chazanish, it's no problem. And, I mean, I know I shouldn't say no problem. I know how you measure bigger achvetish. There may also be a problem. Well, probably not. Should be okay, according to him. Finally, if you wear too small of a garment, so the Shah Bracha Levatala, that's child number one. Let's say you get married, you make the Bracha on the Talas Gold, no Bracha Levatala problem. So, we have a problem of not having Tzitzit all day. No, not so terrible we saw earlier today. What about on Shabbos? The Mishnah Berurah says, can't wear this thing on Shabbos out in the street without an Erev because it's Yechayev Mishimotzah. Both Chazanish and the Tziv disagree. They say, why do you Yechayev Mishimotzah? If your towel's cut off in the middle, you plan to fix it, and that's a masoi. But if you have towels that's too small, you don't realize it's too small. You hold it's not too small. Whatever, you hold it on a chashul, whatever it may be. And you're not going to fix it. It's going to be the way forever. It's not going to fit to be a masoi. Just stop it like that. But I'm advocating a small towel's cotton, and just for those who do have a small towel's cotton, I don't think they have a problem with Chilul Shabbos going through these thoughts. We'll stop here. On Friday, we'll discuss other important halachas. Okay.